balls. Uh oh, you're not close enough. Sorry, young boy. I'm gonna have to knock this down.
I feel good, man. I've been in my bag all year.
Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
What is going on, listeners? Yes. Your ears are not deceiving you. It is the In My Bag podcast back again after a semi-long break. It's Alex here, joined by the legend himself, Kenny Ray. What's going on, Kenny?
You know what to do. We back like we never left. Sorry to leave you for so long, but we back at it again.
Yes, yes. I mean, to our podcast listeners, to the faithful few that are messing with us consistently. What's going on outside? Kenny, what's going on out there?
Traffic, man. These Memphis drivers just aggressive as the people. Like,
okay. All right, so back
I feel like
back
Ferg
to,
in the studio.
I don't know what that reference is to.
Infamous East Coast Open.
Oh. Well,
Ferg's recording, yeah, but there's all type of traffic going on outside.
Gotcha.
I feel like
gotcha.
I can't
remember. I'm not a Ferg head.
We gotta get you back
but
up on your music, man.
Yes, but okay. All right. Let's get back to the pod stuff. All right. So we took a little break. Work got in the way. Life got in the way. Kenny and I took a vacation together to Vegas. That was fun. But we're back. We're ready to drop this fire onto you, which is our podcast. What we're going to talk about today. Let's see. We got our over-under, obviously. We're going to talk NFL standings. We're going to talk NFL MVP race. And we got a pick six. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We're also going to talk about some other newsworthy stuff that happened in NFL lately. And then we're going to preview week 14 for you. But as always, we're going to get started with the overrated, underrated. Kenny, tell me something that's overrated.
What's overrated is waiting in line for hours outside of a store for Black Friday shopping. Like, all that crap's online, right, bro. Like, why are people still camping out at midnight to riot through a store when literally Amazon starts Black Friday deals on Thursday?
Exactly. And I don't know if people actually understand the history of Black Friday. It's not like this isn't a day where you get the crazy deals. This is a day where companies trick you into thinking these are deals so that they can make sure they're profitable for the year. Like, that's why they call it Black Friday. It's not because it's like some dark and troubled time. It's like so that companies can get themselves in the black. So you're not necessarily getting a deal. You're just helping these corporations stomp on us a little bit more before the year is over.
I mean, I still think it's kind of like a deal. I just look at it more like it's like a closeout sale. You know, year is coming to an end. We got to get this old product out to get this new product in. So since we get it for pennies on the dollar, we'll give it to you for like quarters on the dollar instead.
If you say so.
Which ain't bad, but just don't go jump in line for it. Go to Amazon. Go to eBay. Like, everybody's online now. Stop tripping.
Yes, please bow down to our Amazon overlords and shop on that website.
Please, because I'm not trying to hear about old ladies fighting over 42-inch TVs.
I just don't want the Jeff Bezos smoke. Like, I feel like he's got enough money where he can make you disappear and not be hard at all. I mean, that's just my feeling. Like, I'm not trying to mess with Jeff Bezos or his bag.
Don't do it.
I totally agree with you on the Black Friday thing. I think I've Black Friday shopped maybe twice in my life, but it's a funny story. The first time I did Black Friday shop, I got an excellent deal. Like, this was an actual deal. Did I ever tell you about the my first PS4, how I got it?
No.
I feel like I did. But anyway, I'll make the story short. So it's whatever year the PS4 comes out. Timmy got it early. Like, his parents got him one early, right when it came out. And I was like, oh, dope. So I want one too. So Black Friday, I had a PS3. So Black Friday, I get up at like 8, 9 a.m. I start like hitting up GameStops around Clarksville. First one out, second one out. And then I go to like one that was kind of out of the way. Like, it's just kind of situated in like a very less trafficked area. And so I go in there. I'm like, hey, bud, you got a PS4? He's like, nah, we don't have any in stock, but I could get you one online and have it shipped to you. And I was like, that's perfect. I didn't want to like carry it with me to like go back to Knoxville anyway. I was like, that's perfect. So he gets online and he's like typing up his stuff. He's got it in my cart. I'm ready to check out because I'm trading in my PS3 too. So that's a little bit of a more intricate process. And then his computer crashes. When he gets it back up, the PS4 is gone.
What?
Like, yeah, it's gone. And I was like, oh, dang, that sucks. So, and I was about to, like, you know, just dip out. He's like, nah, I got you. So he gets on the phone, he calls somebody, like, they give him a code. So basically what happens is he gets me a brand new PS4 for a refurbished price, throws in 2 years of PlayStation Plus, plus bundles it and gets me 3 games and 2 controllers. And then I trade in my PS3 and all the stuff I had with that. And I end up coming out of pocket for like $125.
Oh, wow. That's a steal.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a deal. Shout out. Oh, what's his name? I think his name was Steve. Shout out to Steve at the GameStop in Clarksville in Sango. You're a real one.
Shouts out to Steve. Now, I just need you to hook me up one of those fancy new Xbox Ones when they drop. And we'd be all good, Steve.
I'm about to get another PS4, the same kind of like kind of weird backdoor deal. So I'm getting it from a pawn shop because I'm too cheap to buy it brand new, and and so the disc reader or something doesn't work. But I mean, you can still buy the games digitally. So. And I'm getting it for $50, and I had them throw in a whole TV for $50, so I'm getting both for $100.
Alex out here stretching them dollars, man.
Right, it's all about the finesse. Just you gotta give a little to get a little, you know.
That should be your underrated today. Stretching them dollars. Finessing?
Oh, yeah, it could be, but I have another. I might add on to it, which is actual a stretching dollars moment, I guess. So my overrated is actually Goodwill, and I'm coming in hot with this one. Now, Goodwill in its entirety is a respectable organization that does a lot of things for a lot of people. However, I patroned a Goodwill last week to buy a dresser from my bedroom because I needed a dresser. And I thought, hey, once again, I don't want to spend a lot of money. Let me go to Goodwill. They had a dresser that was perfect for me. Had like 3 big drawers, 2 little drawers, and a little cubby. Like, I have a ton of hats now, so I needed somewhere to house my hats, and that was going to be a perfect little cubby. So I buy it. It was like, what, $40? Cool. That's a deal. Buy the dresser, say I'm going to come, I buy it on Friday, say I'm coming Sunday to pick it up. Get there Sunday, the dresser is nowhere to be found. They sold it to someone else.
What?
Yeah, not happy about
what?
It.
What?
So, in reaction to that, I'm like, okay, so I want my money back. Like, no, we can't give refunds. It even says that on the receipt, but... I feel like that's an extenuating circumstance where, like, you sold my thing. Like, I owned that, and you sold it. I don't have it anymore. I need my money back.
I was like, is it a refund if you never gave me the product?
Exactly. So, basically, like, and also I didn't have time. I had to get to work. So, I'm like, all right, let's wrap this up. Give me that dresser plus that ottoman and that nightstand, and we'll call it even. And they're like, all right, bet. So cool. So now they are overrated as far as not being able, not in their organization, organizational skills. They're not an overrated organization per se. So please shop at Goodwill, support these people trying to work, and also the people that Goodwill supports. Let's go to underrated. What's your underrated, Kenny?
Underrated. My underrated will lead us into this first stint of a podcast. Well, after yours, of course. But my underrated goes out to an NFL player who goes by the name of Josh Allen. For the sake of time restraints, you know, we have to cut some ideas that we have on the fly out of these podcasts to make sure we give you guys enough time to really process what we need to say and not throw too much at you at one time. So I'm going to give a shout out to Mr. Josh Allen, underrated hero of the NFL. I can't call him a hero, but I mean, in terms of, you know, defensive rookie of the year potential, he's right there with Nick Bosa. Only problem is he's on a crappy team. You know, Nick's got the advantage of having the 10-2 49ers, whereas Mr. Josh Allen, not to be confused with the quarterback, Josh Allen, is on a struggling 4-8 Jacksonville Jaguars team, but with very little help on his defensive line, which Bosa does not have an issue with. He's still putting up better numbers this year than Bosa is, and I just think that's impressive, and I hate he won't even get looked at. He'll get looked at, but not really looked at for defensive player of the year in the rookie class just because his team sucks, and I hate it for him.
Yeah, he's balling, and I knew that was going to happen, though. Like, he was a stellar player in college, and I knew it was going to translate well to the NFL, so good for him. I think the Jaguars will turn it around. They're the next team in the AFC South that's due for a resurgence. So he says a hold on. Bosa had to do the same thing. The 49ers were bad too.
Yeah, but I feel like Jacksonville had their window and they just dropped the ball.
Yeah. And also traded Ramsey.
True.
And could never really get their quarterback. Yeah.
Never. They refused to. They chose to ride with Blake Bortles, who I reference as Blake Bortles. Shout out to my guy Chris. He gave it to him as a good nickname, but it's a bad nickname. You Blake Bortles, from the outside looking in, it's a full bag. Once you open it up, it's something missing.
That's funny. That is very funny. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about with NFL teams, like it usually comes down to if they're willing to go get their quarterback or not. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But my underrated is a film, Queen and Slim. Have you seen it yet, Kenny?
I have not.
Okay. So I'm not one to do spoilers. Like, I hate spoilers. So all I'm going to say is, if you are not a especially sensitive person, go see it. And if you are someone who's tends to be more sensitive, like, you know, you just feel things a little bit more than the average person, I don't recommend seeing it, because I am one of those people who does not feel things very often at all. And I was like, dang, this is heavy. But it's a good heavy, and it's well done. And I recommend it to anyone who believes they can handle it.
I say I've heard a number of good things about it. It's definitely on my to-watch list. Whether I see that on the big screen or, you know, on my home screen, I'll eventually watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I think the theater experience might make it a little bit more special. So I'd advise seeing it in the theater, maybe on an AMC Tuesday where you get a ticket for $5, that's a huge value. Just throwing all the financial gems out here right now.
So yeah, those discount days at the movie theater are always clutch.
Yeah. So I recommend it. Hopefully more people see it. I would like it to, you know, make some noise in the box office as a whole. I don't know how it did in the very first weekend, but it's a good movie. I think you should see it very soon, Kenny. But let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get back and start talking about some football. And we're back. Thanks for joining us for the In My Bag podcast, our first in a while. We're going to talk about NFL standings really quickly. Season's about to wrap up. We have, 14, 15, 16? We have 4 weeks left. So we're going to run through AFC first, go east, west, north, south. I'll start off, Kenny. The AFC East, I thought the Patriots were running away with it, but it looks like the Bills said, hold my beer, and they're about to give the Patriots a run for their money.
Yeah. Got a real, real tough ending here to the AFC that I don't think the Patriots thought that they were going to have to deal with coming up here. And they don't necessarily have the easiest stretch of four games to end the season on either.
Right, yeah. I'm a little worried. I remember when the Patriots signed Antonio Brown, I was like, oh, that's it. They're going to go undefeated. And now I'm looking at them like, dang, they might be a wild card? That's wild.
That's just indeed the craziness of the season, you know. And they got the Chiefs next. They got two easy ones against the Bengals, and then they got the Dolphins to end it. But like I said, before they close things out, you got the Chiefs this weekend, and then weekend after next, that showdown with the Bills that'll probably end up determining who's going to take the AFC East. Crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. Let's move on to the West. I believe that division is still up for grabs. The Raiders have surprised me. In the division, I wouldn't say they. I don't think they surprised me a lot because I feel like they were the second best team in the division going in. But I thought that the Chiefs were going to beat up on them. It was going to be like more of like an AFC East situation, typically where, you know, one team is, you know, 13-3, and the rest are like a game or two around 500.
Well, Oakland has a chance, but I don't like their chances too much. I think they're going to lose to the Titans this week, and that'll essentially knock them right out of that last little strip of wild card hunt, unless, you know, some miraculous stuff happens over the last 3 weeks. But I don't see them getting past the Titans, and that would probably put too much room between them, the Steelers, and the Titans for that last little AFC wild card spot.
Right, let's put a pin in the Titans. We'll get to them in just a second. Let's go to the AFC North, where the Ravens are destroying everybody like I predicted they would. Oh, my
goodness. It's not even funny. I mean, we both saw Baltimore essentially taking this one, but the way they're doing it, like, I know I didn't expect it, and even though you thought Baltimore would do well, I don't think you foresaw them rushing to the top of the AFC standings this year.
No, not to the very top of the standings, but I thought they would be in the top three. Lamar Jackson's a special guy, and I knew that. And I also knew that the rest of the teams in the AFC North were not going to be that good.
So now Steelers have fallen off much to our prediction. Cleveland Browns not doing so hot.
Garbage.
Still got 4 weeks to, you know, make a little something happen, but I don't necessarily trust them to do it. I like for them to, for the sake of being right, but probably won't happen.
Right. Let's go to the South, where it feels like every team is still in the running to win the division.
Not every team.
It feels like it. It doesn't feel like the Texans have that big of a hold on the whole division.
Not the whole division, but the Titans, like, let's stop talking like Jacksonville's a real team right now.
That's fair. I'll concede that. There's three teams that could win the division.
Very true.
And I don't like it.
I love it. Like, this is what...
The AFC South is always... Go ahead.
This is what makes, you know, being a football fan so tremendously, overwhelmingly enjoyable. It can come down to the last quarter of the season, and within a single division itself, 75% of it is competing for the lead. You don't get that too often with other sports.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm just a little salty because the AFC South reminds me of my fantasy football league, where I missed the playoffs by one win, and I had a loss by literally half a point. So I missed the playoffs by half a point, essentially.
That hurts.
It hurts a lot. Like, and I keep getting Yahoo keeps updating me like, hey, set your lineup. I'm like, leave me alone. Yeah, just leave me alone. Let me grieve. Like, I know for a fact, Kenny, if I would have gotten the playoffs, I would have won it all. And I lose. Okay, so like the team ahead of me, I'm in seventh place. The sixth place team has the same record as me, but more points overall. So if I would have just gotten that half of a point, just half of a point, I'd be in the playoffs. I lost four games by less than 10 points.
That's crazy. The craziest thing of all with this division, though, sorry to cut you off in your fantasy football woes, but the Texans and the Titans play each other twice over the course of the next two weeks. And then right behind that, the Colts have don't want to lie and say I remember exactly what their last stretch of games looked like, but I don't think it's too tough. Well, no, it's an interesting stretch. They got Tampa Bay and the Saints that are going to be a couple of hard wins. They essentially almost play the whole NFC South division this last stretch here. So nobody's really got an easy way in. Everybody's going to have to bite down on that mouthpiece and lower the shoulder. Fair.
I guess having at least one division in the league that's very competitive. That'll come down to week 17 is good. Let's move on to the NFC though, and the NFC East, where this might be the worst division in football. And our Eagles are just not taking the blessings that are offered to them.
At all. I was very prepared to come on here today and stand on my pedestal about the only difference between Dallas and Philadelphia is that Dallas played their easy part of the schedule to start the year, and Philly gets to end with the easy part. And then they lost to the Dolphins.
Yes. There's no excuse for that. I don't think we deserve playoffs because we lost to the Dolphins. I still want them to get there because I want them to have a puncher's chance, but
yeah, it's very, 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 very disturbing. But we can take solace in knowing that if by some miraculous chance Philadelphia wins out the rest of the season, they will be in the playoffs no matter what the Cowboys do. All they have to do is have a 3-game winning streak. That's all.
Or just do exactly what the Cowboys do, except beat the Cowboys in 2 weeks. They can just go, they can go toe-to-toe, like wins or losses. And if they just beat the Cowboys in week 16, then they win the division.
That's true. But, you know, the easiest way is just win it all.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah, I agree. Let's move on to the NFC West. I feel like this is the best two-team race in the league between the 49ers and the Seahawks. As much as I hate to root for the Seahawks, they are a good team and they are fun to watch. And then the 49ers, I just like that they're coming, hitting the league in the mouth a little bit. I don't know. I feel like this is exactly what the Rams did last year. So I don't see them having extended success, but I like to watch it.
I'm intrigued. Seattle's got a tough stretch of games to end this year on. They've got to end it in Seattle, who they've already lost to on at home, and then they've got to go to Seattle this go around and try to get that win. That one's going to be tough. For the sake of the people very close to me that are San Francisco fans, I hope they can pull it off and have a big-time rematch after they take this L to the Saints this weekend against the Saints in the NFC Championship and lose again. But it's going to be a tough one. This last stretch of the season will really, really show what they're made out of.
Yeah, I agree. That's all great, really great points. Let's move on to the NFC North, where the Packers and the Vikings are going neck and neck. To the chagrin of the Packers, because they should be running away with this division based on how good I thought the Packers were at the very beginning of the season versus how not good the Vikings looked at the beginning of the season. They kind of ruined their little room for error, the Packers did.
They did. And I mean, I think a lot of us underrated a Vikings team that has showed us over the past, 3 years now that they are here to stay at or at least towards the top of the NFC. And Green Bay, you know, I can't say too much poorly about them. They've been a great team really good team this year. Their losses are very understandable losses. You know, you lose to the 49ers, arguably one of the best teams in the division. You lose to the Eagles at the beginning of the year when they were much better. The only one is the loss to the Chargers, and everybody loses a game or two that you don't expect them to lose every now and again. It happens. So, I mean, we're just seeing that Minnesota is better than a lot of people thought they were, and Green Bay is still good, but not as good as it used to be.
That's fair.
Which isn't saying too much, because they're still really good in spite of that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I agree with that. And then let's jump down to the NFC South really quick. This is the Saints division to lose. The Panthers don't even have their coach or their quarterback.
No, that one's sealed. There's nothing that could happen in the NFC South and the Saints lose.
Did they clinch last week?
They're clinched.
Oh, okay.
They are clinched.
All right, then. Let's move on. Kenny, without thinking, off the rip, who's your MVP this season?
Lamar.
Same. I hear everyone talk about Russell Wilson. I almost called him Westbrook. Russell Wilson is going to have another chance at an MVP. This is Lamar's year. This is his year to show the world that he is more than just a runner, to show the world that he was a steal at the 28th or 30th pick, whatever he was taken at. Let him get this MVP for me so that I can get my apologies from all the haters that said that he shouldn't even been drafted in the first round. And to the people who thought I was crazy when I told the Browns to take him with their fourth pick that year. Think about this. If they would have taken Saquon Barkley with the first pick and Lamar Jackson with the fourth pick, we'd be talking about Super Bowl right now.
Hold on, pause. Let's stop for a second here. We're not going to act like Nick Chubb is not the leading rusher in the NFL right now.
I didn't say that. I'm telling you, with Saquon Barkley and Lamar Jackson in your backfield, you are winning a Super Bowl.
I'm telling you that I think Nick Chubb as an NFL rusher is just as good as Saquon Barkley for reasons besides just their actual running.
Okay, that's fair.
We'll talk.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. We can get to – we can spend a whole pod on Browns woes. So let's move on. Let's actually take a break really quickly, and then we're going to come back with a very special pick six. This pick six is in the aftermath of the Myles Garrett fight, speaking of the Browns. We're going to pick six our players we would want to have in our squad for a fight. Stay tuned. All right, Kenny, it's time for our pick six of players you would want to have in your squad during a fight. Now, we're going to do it a little bit different than the previous pick sixes, because sometimes we have had the same person on our squad. But in this time, since it's a fight, we're going to alternate picks, and the picks cannot be duplicated. So are you ready, Kenny?
I'm ready. Take it to the house. Pick six. Let's go.
All right. I'm even going to let you go first, because I know my squad. I have backups for my backups. So I'm going to let you go first.
All right. And I do not have backups on top of backups. So I'm just going to hope that I get lucky enough to pick everybody you want ahead of you. I'm going to run this thing off with the man with the meanest, fastest, strongest hands in the NFL. Because what else do we really need if we're talking about squaring up? My guy, 9'9", from L.A., Aaron Donald.
All right, cool.
I don't even really need to pick that five more. I feel like Aaron could go 1-on-6 and win this, but I still got five more picks to go.
Nah.
Let's go.
No. Because my very first pick is going to go toe-to-toe with him. I'm going to pick the OG scrapper, Vontaze Burfict.
See, the only reason Vontaze could probably get up with him is because he gonna fight dirty, but it don't even matter because my next dude fight dirty too, and he the reason we doing this, the monster from the Midland, not the Midland of Chicago, but the real dreary Midland of Cleveland, Myles Garrett, and guess what? He got helmets on both hands this time. Let's go.
That's funny. All right, so my next pick is gonna take out Myles Garrett. He's not even gonna be a factor because I'm picking the original LT, Lawrence Taylor.
Ooh, that's a tough one, because first and foremost, let me put a pin right here. Now, nowhere in this whole discussion was it mentioned that we could go back in history and pick different guys.
What?
As far as I knew,
it wasn't taken out.
Supposed to be amongst current players, but
no,
but I'm not mad.
I never said that.
I'm not mad. I just want to clarify, you know, that while I'm here clearly picking current players and my opposition is pulling out legends and Hall of Famers, you know, but again, that's cool. That's cool. It doesn't matter.
Listen, it is not my fault. You didn't prepare. If I'm going to come to a fight, I'm going to be prepared.
That's cool.
All right? It's not my fault you didn't prepare for this.
My first two ain't got no issues anyway.
Go, pick your next pick.
My third got even less issues because the third man I'm going to pick will scare the piss out of the first two, and they'll tell it to you themselves on tape because I'm taking the man that wanted to kill the quarterback. He didn't want to tackle you. He didn't want stats. He want to hurt you. I got the Deacon Jones.
That's a great pick. That is a great pick. And my next pick isn't like a one-to-one matchup for him, but I got a dog, Kenny. My next guy is a dog. I think you know who it is. It's Brian Dawkins.
Ooh. As much as I like Brian Dawkins, man, you bringing knives to gunfights here.
You need that little scrappy guy. You need that little scrappy guy.
To gunfights, Alex. I like Brian Dawkins, but if any of these grown men put their hands on him, it's over with, because the next one is a double dose of grown man. And if you have seen his NCAA football highlight that really put him in the spotlight, you don't want no parts of it. And his name is Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, that's a great pick. That's a great pick. I wanted Clowney. Clowney's on my list. I'm going to see your Clowney. I'm going to raise you a Mean Joe Green.
Oh, I like Mean Joe Green. He's a tough dude. You know who else is a tough dude? The man that used to play on the other side of Jadeveon Clowney, who would probably literally run through a brick wall and not stop to go get the quarterback. So I'm just going to tell him everybody on your side is playing quarterback, because now you got to deal with J.J. Watt.
That's fair. That is very fair. You know what? Who do I got for J.J. Watt? I have the man who ended Hines Ward's career. A man allegedly accused, who allegedly committed murder I have the Mr. Ray Lewis.
Oh, that's a cold one.
Yeah.
That's a very
cold one. Telling you right now, Kenny, I'm telling you right now, whoever you pick last is not going to take over my last pick. My last pick is the OG Triple OG. I'm going to win off of just this pick alone. I'm going to let you keep coughing so that you can catch your breath so I can take it away with this last pick. Go.
Well, see, my last pick, I had to change it up. So I'm going to start off by telling you who my last pick was supposed to be. And then I found out we could dip into the old talent pools. My last pick was going to be Maurkice Pouncey because I love MMA. And you got to have somebody that has some technique. And the way I saw him take down Myles Garrett and hit him with ground and pound, look at the great Matt Hughes, you know, back when he used to crush fools in the ring. But that's not what this is, you know. I mean, you got some mean guys over there, you know. And I mentioned it earlier. I thought you were bringing knives to a gunfight. And then you pulled out Ray Lewis, who allegedly had it on him. So I'm going to pick somebody who had it on him.
Yeah.
It wasn't alleged. He got the strap. And this time, he not shooting himself. He aiming at y'all. My man, Plaxico Burress.
Oh, my God.
Keep the heat.
Oh, see now we're going to the streets. Now we're going to the streets. You bring in a street legend out here.
You gotta have somebody with it.
But like I said, Kenny. Yeah, that's true, and that's why I picked Ray Lewis. But my last guy, you want no smoke from him. I'm not even gonna continue to hype him up. I'm just gonna tell you, I'm picking Night Train Lane for my sixth guy. And we're done. That's it. You don't even have to say anything. Night Train Lane is going to mop the floor with everybody.
All right. So we're going to put it out there. Hear what the people got to say. Alex with his, you know, linebackers and safeties versus, you know, my squad of 300-pound grown men throwing men plus Plaxico Burress with the 9 on them. I'll let y'all say what's going to happen.
Yeah, tell me. And before, and if anybody doesn't know who Night Train Lane is, before you make your selection of whose team you would rather have, make sure you look him up. Because I got dogs on my team. I got guys who, even if you get them down, they're not going to stay down. I'm just going to put that out there. If I can politic for my team.
All I'm saying
just
is,
for
when
just 20 seconds.
Got tucked in the strap, they ain't getting up.
All right.
JJ Watt lay you down. Plaxico makes sure you ain't getting up.
That's fair. I'm not. Your squad is great. I think my squad is great. We'll let the people decide. All right. So let's go to our playoff predictions right now, Kenny. Who do you have? Who do you have making it in the AFC and the NFC?
All right, so we'll run AFC first. Because it's the AFC East and it's the AFC, there's no way I'm betting against the Patriots. So I'm going to throw the Patriots in there. Ravens are going to – let's run this through straight up. All right, so I'm going to have Ravens will finish number one because they have the advantage over the Patriots in the head-to-head. Patriots will seal that number two spot by finishing up their division – and showing everybody what happens when you put a chip on a Bill Belichick shoulder. I see Kansas City coming out third because they'll have a nice, strong, late push with Patrick Mahomes back, whereas the AFC South is going to tear itself to pieces and end up with that fourth division or division-winning spot because they unfortunately are stuck playing each other for the most part over these last 4 weeks. And I have faith in the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans to walk away with wild card standings. And that's how I see the AFC going. What about you?
All right. So I agree with you as far as division winners. Texans are going to win the division. I don't know if you said that. And then I have, for my wild cards, I have the Bills and the Colts.
Oh, actually, you're not going to lie. I messed that up because I did indeed forget that the Bills have a nice 2-game lead on that wild card spot. So I'm going to slide that to the Steelers and the Bills because, I don't know, I feel like I still trust a Mike Tomlin-led team that's got some nice pieces, and they've shown that they can win through their division in the AFC so far this year. So I'm going to run with experience and good old-fashioned veteran leadership.
So the thing about the Steelers is I was waiting on their comeback. I kind of I kind of anticipated it happening until I heard the reports that they were trying to field trades to get back Le'Veon Bell, and then I was done with them. Like, you can't have it both ways, Steelers. Like, that's not cool. You're going to just abandon, like, well, not abandon. You're going to cause this turmoil with Le'Veon and then try to trade for him when you feel like your back is against the wall? Nah, no thank you. I'm done with y'all. I mean, I've been done with them, but no thanks. All right, let's go to all NFC. Right, this NFC, should be easy.
I have my Saints winning out the rest of the way and taking that number one spot, snatching it right from the teeth of the San Francisco 49ers. I like the Seahawks to steal the NFC West from the 49ers and take that division spot at number two. I believe Green Bay will beat out Minnesota and hold down the lead on the NFC North for third. I'm going to misguidedly put my faith in Philadelphia and trust in Dallas to do what it always does, which is miserably disappoint its fan base whenever it possibly can. And I see Philadelphia taking that fourth division winning spot. San Francisco and Minnesota will close out for the wild card spots.
All right. So I have 49ers first place, Saints second place, Seahawks third. What division am I missing? Oh, yeah, Packers fourth. And then wild cards, I have.
Wait, who you got winning the NFC?
Wait, yeah. I said Seahawks. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, the Eagles are going to win the division because I have faith in them. Sorry. Seahawks are going to be my wild card, plus the Vikings.
It sounds like we got it the same, except you don't think New Orleans is going to beat San Francisco this weekend.
I do not. But that's okay. But I'm glad you mentioned San Francisco and New Orleans, because we have what I feel is the best week of football we could ask for at this season. We have a ton of games to be played. We got, let's see, what we got? We got, like you said, we have Saints 49ers. Who you got? You got the Saints winning that. I have 49ers winning that. We have Cowboys, Bears. I'm rooting for the Bears to beat on the Cowboys so that we can hopefully reclaim that division lead. Who you got, Kenny?
I think they still have a pretty strong offense. I mean, defense, you know, that'll make it a little tough for the Cowboys, who have not been nearly as explosive as a lot of people thought they would be with the addition of Amari Cooper last year, a full year of Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott supposedly getting better, and Randall Cobb. You know, a lot of people had high hopes for this team to be great this year, and they have not, much to the chagrin of anybody that screams, "Fly, Eagles, fly."
Exactly. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Bears. They have an outside chance to make the playoffs. Ravens-Bills, this is going to be the best game of the week because of the explosive Ravens offense, the good Bills defense, and they're not so bad offense either. I got the Ravens by a touchdown. I think it's going to be a one-score game.
I like Baltimore in this just because I honestly just believe that Josh Allen is almost a half step of a downgrade from Lamar Jackson. They do a lot of the same stuff, a lot of it the same way. They're both tremendous dual threat quarterbacks that can pass it well enough and run it very well. I just think that Baltimore did more to form their team, their offense, and all their schemes around Lamar Jackson than Buffalo did for Josh Allen, and that will prove to be true this weekend, because otherwise these two teams should look exactly alike.
Right. Let's go to Chiefs-Patriots, which is a huge game for the Pats. They have to get back on the horse, and I think they need to beat the Chiefs soundly to right the ship.
See, this is a tough one for me, because New England's defense is tremendous. I mean, tremendous. They have looked all-time great every game this year besides when they played Baltimore. Kansas City, on the other hand, has a porous defense that shouldn't have too much concern because New England's offense is incredibly inconsistent. And then you got that guy on the other field that's just an absolute playmaker in Pat Mahomes, the ever-clutch Tom Brady. Pat Mahomes is no green behind the ears rookie, and I think Kansas City really has a lot that they're trying to play for right now. So I see Kansas City sneaking away with a tough one in Foxborough, but don't be mad at me if I'm wrong.
It'll probably snow that game, and I think that the Patriots are just going to win. They have to. They have to get it right, or they're going to fall apart. Let's go to Seahawks-Rams. I think this is a trap game. I think the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks this week.
You think the Seahawks are going to beat the Rams this week?
Oh, I think the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks this week.
I don't think so. I think Seattle knows exactly what LA is made of. It's a division game, and teams, unless you're the Patriots, never take division games lightly. They know that it also will have huge ramifications on whether or not they lock in that definite playoff spot and possibly home field advantage. And not to mention, it's Russell Wilson, bro. Like, if we're going to be real, there's no one. They're co-MVPs this year because what Russell Wilson has done to ensure Seattle is on the winning side 90% of the season or 80% of the season, whatever the percentage is, he's been doing it. You know, all he asks his team is put me in a position at the end of the game to have a chance. And if you give it to him, it's all Russ.
That's fair. I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, this is going to be a very good week for football. I'm excited to see all of these games. I think I'm working Sunday night, so I'm probably going to watch most of these on my phone at work. What do you got going on Sunday? You going to be watching these games? You working?
I will be at work with my tablet propped up, earbuds in. Psyched.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast today. Check out our NBA podcast. We're going to try to put out NFL on Thursday, NBA on Monday. So check out that NBA podcast Monday. Any parting words, Kenny?
If you don't have anything better to do, glue yourself to the chair, order a pizza, get you a six-pack, and be ready for a weekend of what should be some great, 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 very important football. Not to mention all the conference games, conference championships coming up this weekend for NCAA football. So if you're Monday through Friday, don't plan on going out Saturday and Sunday, buddy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I want to say, if you haven't already today, go hug somebody. Tell them you care. I think that'll go a long way.
It's Memphis. I go hug the block.
Everybody, everywhere except Memphis, go hug somebody. Tell them that you care. How about that?
Oh, yeah. One more time. Belated happy birthday shout out to one of the GOATs in the rap game, Hova, Jay-Z, Mr. Sean Carter himself. Doing it for decades. Huh.
Sure.
Look.
Yeah.
Look.
Happy birthday to him.
There we go. I was going to say, you're not going to slander one of the all-time rap greats on this show. While I'm here.
I didn't slander anybody. Let's get out of here and let our listeners move on to something a little bit more on task. We'll see you guys next time. Take care.
And more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?